This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. New cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. are now averaging below 30,000 a day. But a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds that a lot of Americans still sense that they and their loved ones are at risk from COVID. And how people feel affects how people spend. And that affects the economy. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The Kaiser Family Foundation finds 60% of U.S. adults haven't fully returned to pre-pandemic activities. And public opinion director Liz Hamill says people are sharply divided over how much they should worry about COVID.
6 in 10 people say they think that people should continue to wear masks in some public places to minimize the spread and avoid another surge, whereas the other 4 in 10 say, no, people should just stop wearing masks in most places so we can just get back to normal.
Hamill says white people, Republicans, and the unvaccinated are least likely to be concerned and take COVID precautions. Black and Hispanic people are more likely to mask up and support mask mandates.
People of color are disproportionately represented in lower income jobs or jobs that are in the service industry exposed to the public.
She says they're less likely to get paid sick leave on the job. Still, all that worry isn't holding people back from getting out and spending. Polling firm Morning Consult finds 3/4 of us are now comfortable going to a restaurant. Nearly as many are good with shopping at a mall. But some changes in consumer behavior might not revert back, says chief economist John Lear. For example, even though we might feel perfectly fine going to the movies,
now people have bought really nice televisions and they've got, you know, nice setups to watch movies at home. Production companies releasing movies for people to watch at home. And it's hard for me to see how that jumps back to some pre-pandemic world in terms of where people are spending their money.
Meanwhile, job creation is strong. Unemployment and layoffs are now as low or lower than before the pandemic. But COVID is still a drag on full job market recovery, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, because of illness and fear and burnout.
We're 300,000 healthcare jobs short of the pre-pandemic high. The hangover from COVID is going to be long and lasting.
Daycare is still down more than 100,000 jobs. Frick says each of those missing workers means a couple of parents can't get fully back to work yet either. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.